Blog Talk Radio.
Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Besama'ab, wawalid, wamenfesa kadus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besenbet ken, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shalame, kohulum yilik, sahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. And Ja Rastafari.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the party a can jackass.
Holiday, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I'm gonna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations.
Now me say love and I need to hear where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth them tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those it out will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
On a day, a break from separation.
Protect them from the day.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav viziv'anu lehiyot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat
Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat
Shalom. Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. Make I and I give thanks. And pray,
pray,
pray, pray, pray, pray.
Thank you. clean out. Come out of your people, come from the pan in your reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aret. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibbutz, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aretz, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihev the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand,
I'll say give unto Rastafari, yo, he mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor Le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. ישתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון. וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש. כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreinu, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvaka, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock, Yahida Ge'e, Le Ameka Bine, Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Ushma'a, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs, Show Atenu Kavel, Ushma'a, Yodea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea Ta Elumot, Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for Ivan,
לך דודי, דודי, דודי. לך דודי, לקראת התלה. פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, oh friend, the bride to meet. Come, oh friend, the Sabbath greet. לך דודי, לקראת התלה. פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. Leka todi likrati atala pne shapati nekapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa hirubi wibi Jehovah. Yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. His name, his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad. L'chem u'ula kitareta w'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame. Ayinai fame. L'kadodi l'krati akala, b'nei shabati l'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings divine. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lekha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom his bride. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sinbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah, Rastafari. We, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I, welcome thy day. We, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢምን
Father, and only Rastaman can come over. Nancy come in at the time and the
jump and the top. I never jump, I never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy or you're thinking mad.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness, 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 no unrighteousness.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have song time. Psalm 120 needs more cough, 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 cough. Needs more cough, cough. The first of the song sent today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, it's a Shir HaMa'elot, 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 HaMa'elot. Song of Ascent, Song of Degrees. And the theme is slanderous tongue, slanderous tongue. Ella Yahuwah. Lihwa, Lihwa, Ba, Sarata, Li, Karati, Wa, Ya, Eleni. In my distress I called to Yahuwah, called to Jehovah, and he answered me. Eliyahuwa, Ba, Sarata, Li. Slanderous tongue, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order. It says, opinions are divided whether an individual prays for deliverance, deliverance from a campaign of slander, or it is the nation which is suffering from this cause, the slanderous tongue. Perhaps it was originally a personal cry and was afterward applied to a national emergency, such as the lying allegations of the Samaritans to hinder the rebuilding of the temple, as we have in Ezra, chapter 4, verse 1, or the intrigues of Sanballat and Tobiah to stop the construction of the wall around Jerusalem in Nehemiah, in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. Quote, the collection of pilgrim songs is appropriately introduced by one expressive of the unrest arising from compulsory association, once again, compulsory association with uncongenial and hostile neighbors. It's like when we say, you may be my color, but not my kind, skin folk, but not my kin folk. The unrest that arises from compulsory association, or you could say misidentification, with uncongenial and hostile neighbors, like living in a ghetto or a particular part of town where you have no choice. Now the psalmist and I laments that his sensitive nefesh, his sensitive soul, suke, psyche, has been so long obliged to be a sojourner where he and we has heard nothing but lying and strife. Have heard nothing but lying and strife. The psalmist in today's daily psalm needs more kof, kaf, the slanderous tongue. The psalmist and I laments his and I and I, sensitive soul, sensitive nefesh, sensitive psyche, that she has been so long obliged to be a sojourner, where he and we has heard nothing, not a zilch, nothing but lying and strife. Weary of these liars and strife. His soul, his nefesh, and I soul stretches her wings. I nefesh, I suke, I psyche gotta stretch her wings toward a land, a consciousness, a land of rest. Thus his feeling and the feeling ill at ease amidst present surroundings, it stings him and stings I to take the pilgrim's staff and try. I must try today's daily psalm. Psalm of Kaf Mizmor of Kaf Psalm CXX according to Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachia Tzedek, Psalm 120.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war, 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 war.
Oyali kigarti meshech, shakanti yim aholei kedar. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech. Here, today's daily psalm is Morkof Kaf. Here, at the hey verse, at the fifth verse, Hebraically, woe is me, Oyali, that I sojourn in Meshech. Oyali, ki garti Meshech. What is meant by Meshech? In Oyali, ki garti Meshech. What is meant by Meshech? In woe is me, woe is I, that I sojourn, ki garti, in Meshech. A key here, fellow Talmudim. If you notice, we don't have here the in Meshech. Some say with Meshech. With Meshech. Now here, just a look at the King James Version. Since many of the Talmudim, no doubt, will be starting there, let's go to the King James Version and just see how it's written here. Today's Psalm 120, right? Here they say in Meshech, Meshech, M-E-S-E-C-H, Meshech, Meshech, Mem, Sheen, and Kaf, Meshech, right? But more properly, right, is that I sojourn, right, ki garti, I'm a sojourner, Meshech. Doesn't say b'meshech, b'meshech, like in Meshech. It doesn't say aim. Here we don't have aim, as in the next part of the verse. So here, picking up with this midrash, right here, this study. Woe is me, oyali, that I sojourn, ki garti, Meshech, in Meshech. What is meant by Meshech? In Oyali, ki garti Meshech. Woe is on me that I sojourn in Meshech. It means that I have been led away from Babylon into Media, and from Media into Greece, the Gracchoi land, and from the Gracchoi Greece into Edom. For scripture, it speaks of me as, according to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 18, verse 7, as a people carried off, Mia Mushach, a people, Mi Mushach, carried off and despoiled. Hear. Ba'eta, Hahia, Yuvala, Sar, Shar, Yuvala, Shar, Layahua, Tzvaota ama memushaka, ua morata, ua meama nora, minahua, vahala, goi, kav, ua me vusa ashera, ba zua, neharima alzoa ella mekoma, shem yahua tzvaot, har zion. So here, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 18 here, verse 7, and this is an interesting passage from the prophet Yeshayahu, having an Ethiopian on the Kush, here, connection. But here, as the Midrash says, when the question is asked, what is meant by Meshech, in woe is me, woe is I, Oyali, ki gara Meshech. It means that I have been led away from Babel, Babylon, into Media, from Media into Greece, the Gracchoi, and from Greece, the Gracchoi land, into Edom. For scripture speaks of me, of I, as a people carried off, as a people, am mimushak, as a people carried off and despoiled, as am mimushach, u morat. Here, the full of four verse here, KJV, Isaiah 18 and 7. In that time shall the present be brought to Yahuwah Tzvaot, to Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies, of a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from their beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of Yahuwah, Tzavaot, of Jehovah, Tzavaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, the Mount Zion, the Mount Zion, Ba'et Hahiya, Yubal Shar LaYahuwah, Tzavaot, Ama Mir Mushak, Ua Marata, Ua Me'am Nora Mina Hu, Wa Hala Goy Kau Kau, Ua me busa asher ba zua ne harim arzo ella mikom shem Yahuwah Tzavaot har Zion.
So here in the Midrash, reading of this is as the people carried off. In parentheses we have mimushach, and despoiled. And here Midrash note, says, see the Targum, Pseudo-Yohanan, Yonatan, Pseudo-Yonatan, Pseudo-Jonathan, ad loca, the JV, the Yehudi version, the Jewish version, renders a people tall and of glossy skin. So here we have a people tall and of glossy skin. Some other translations of Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 18, verse 7 have it as, in that time, a present will be brought to Yahuwah Tzavaot. Ba'eta hahiya yubal shar la Yahuwah Tzavaot. A people, says, from a people, right, tall and smooth. Here the Yehudi version has a people tall and of glossy skin. Once again, here is the Kush. We have a Kush connection. Here in this chapter here, the Kush connection, right, the Ethiopia connection here in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 18, verse 7, right? Some translation says by a people, right, that this tribute, this offering, this present, a tribute that says by a people that are tall and smooth skin. Tall and smooth skin. King James Version brings it out as, in that time shall the present, the shar, right, be brought to Yahuwah Tzavaot of a people scattered and peeled. Scattered and peeled. Here. Here we have the Hebrew right here. Ba'ait hahi yual shai. Slika say shar. Shai. Ba'eta hahi yuval shaya la Yahuwah Tzavaot ama mimushak ua morata ua ma'am nora minhu wa hala'a goy kau kau ua me vusa asher ba zuwa neharim arzo il mikom shem Yahuwah Tzavaot har Zion. So the shy, the present will be brought. So here it's interesting in the Midrash. In the Midrash it says to the question, what is meant by Meshech? Meshech. In Oyali ki garti Meshech. Woe is me, woe is I that I sojourn Meshech. Or implication that I sojourn in Meshech. It means that I have been led away from Babylon into Media, and from Media into Greece, and from Greece into Edom, to Edom. For the scripture speaks of me as a people carried off, Mimushach. And here we have despoiled. But in the JV, the Jewish, the Yehudi version, it renders a people tall and of glossy skin. And the King James version brings it out right here as a people scattered, mimushach, and peeled. So here, in the Midrash, what then can Meshech mean except mimushach, carried off. That is, I have been carried off into these lands, and here, dubbing it with today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, the Hay verse, the fifth verse, the second part of the fifth verse, which says, and I dwell beside the tents of Kedar, and I dwell beside the tents of Kedar. Hear the Hebrew. Shakanti, Aim, Ahole, Kedar. Some say besides the tent of Kedar. Here, in the KJV, look at your King James Bible, says that I dwell in. In the King James Bible says, in. Here, Psalm 120, verse 5, woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech. It should say that I sojourn Meshech. That I dwell in the tents of Kedar, in the tents of Kedar. Now you notice, those looking at the King James Version, Talmudim, fellow Chabarim, you'll see that that is italicized in the KJV. They should have in as well, where it says in the tents of Kedar, or more correctly in the Hebrew, it says im, ahole, with the tents of im ahole kedar, that I dwell with shachanti, I having dwelt in with Ahole, the tents of Kedar. So you see this verse right here in the King James Version. Although generally speaking, many of the other verses and areas are more or less basic translation of the Hebrew, right? Here we have a couple of issues with this fifth verse, this hey verse of Mizmor Kof Hey in the KJV, the King James translation. It has the in Meshech, and in the Hebrew, the in is not there. Then they have that more properly italicized, but then in the second part of the verse, after the comma, it has in the tents, instead of more correctly with the Hebrew, im with ahole, the tents of Kedar. So it should more better read that I dwell with the tents of Kedar. But here in the Midrash, it has beside. So the sense of beside is also Hebraically appropriate, to dwell like with the tents of where others is like to dwell besides them, with the sense of with, im ahole kedar, then I dwell, shechanti, im ahole kedar, that I dwell besides the tents of Kedar, with the tents of Kedar. Now, question, what is meant by Kedar? Here the Hebrew Kedar, what is meant by Kedar? It means that the faces of the people I dwell beside, remember the word beside is the im in the Hebrew, more correctly im, ahole kedar, that the people that I dwell beside are black. Here in the Midrash it says are black as the bottom of a kedera is a pot, are black as the bottom of a kedera. What else can be meant by Oyali Ki Gartia Meshech? What else is meant by woe is me? Oyali, woe is I, that I sojourn, Ki Garti, to be like a resident alien, so to speak, Gargir, Ki Garti, a sojourner, Ki Garti Meshech, that I sojourn Meshech. It means that I sojourn in the midst of a people that will be led away. Nim Shachim. Now here, bringing out a play on the Mimushach, a people carried off, Mimushach. Here we have Nim Shachim. People, those who have been led away to Gehenna, what we refer to as Hebrew hell or Gehenna. And I dwell beside or with the tents of Kedar, Shekhanti, Ya'im, Ahole, Kedar. That is, beside or im with those who have no one place to sit in or to stand in, but pitch their tents one day here and the next day there, one day in one place and the next day in another place, and the day after instill and other another place. So the wicked ha rishaim, they are like ahole kedar. They are like the tents of Kedar. For one day they dwell here, and the next day they are off to another place. Ravat shachna la nafshi. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. Here today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120 here. Here the wow, the vav verse, here the sixth verse. Rabbah tashachna laha nafshi. My soul, she hath full long had her dwelling. Some translation. Others, here we have, my soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. Rabbah tashachna laha nafshi. Aim. Sone shalom, with, notice here, we have the with now, the im. So in the previous verse, the hey verse, right, various translations might say besides, right, dwell besides, KJV says that I dwell in, we brought out that it's actually in the Hebrew, the im, ahole kedar, with the tents of Kedar. In the Sefer Tehillim, the Yehudi version, the English has beside. Now, beside and with, right? The with and the beside will be appropriate in the Hebrew sense of with. So here in the wild, the Vav verse, it says, Rabat shaknah lah nafshi, Rabat, naf, shakna. Shakna is she dwelling. She dwelling, lah, or laha, for her, shakna, her dwelling, lah, for her, nafshi, my soul, im, with, sone, the haters of, sone, shalom, sone, hater of, right, or implication of hater, right, in a kind of a collective singular sense, sone, shalom. The hater of, a hater of him who hates, shalom. Rabat shakna laha nafshi, ima sone shalom. Is there any man who hates shalom? Esau hates shalom. Now, scripture says this in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6. I will give you peace in the land. Full of verse, Vayikra, Leviticus 26, verse 6. Vinatati, and I will give shalom, peace, ba'aret, in the land. Vinatati, shalom, ba'aret. Ua shekavtem v'ein. Machrida vea hishabatia chaya ra'a min haaretz v'cherev lo ta'evor b'aretzikem. Full of verse here, Leviticus, Vayikra, Leviticus 26 and 6, and I will give peace in the land, and ye and y'all shall lay down, and none shall make afraid, shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. With Natati shalom ba'aretz, and I will give shalom ba'aretz. U'shekavtem, and y'all will lay down. Shekavtem, and y'all will lay down. U'shekavtem, ve'ein. Machrid, we'ain, and none, machrid, and none to make you afraid. We'ain, machrid, v'hishabati, right here, in removing Shabbat. Here's interesting, Shabbat. Heard some say, oh, Shabbat, people think it means to be rest, it means to destroy. Interesting. Let's get into this right here. Vehishbati. Vehishbati, modern Hebrew, Vehishbati. Vehishbati. Hishbati. Hishbati here is the H7673 coming from Shabbat. What is Shabbat? The Hebrew Shabbat, BDB brings out the definition as to cease, to desist, to rest. That's why the full command is 6 days you shall work, activity, work, and the seventh day you shall rest, you shall cease from the activity. So Shabbat, to cease, desist, to rest, to cease, the rest sense, direct sense of Shabbat, right, means to rest from labor, from toil, to desist from labor, from toil. In the Nephile sense, to cease. The Hefil sense, to cause to cease, to put an end to. So in the Hefil sense, the Shabbat can mean to exterminate, to destroy. In other words, 6 days you shall work, right? And the seventh day, destroy that activity, exterminate, cease from it, to cause, desist. Another way of saying to cause, desist from, to remove, the idea to remove. Or in another sense of the Hefil of Shabbat, to cause to fail. Now the Kal sense of Shabbat from HaTorah brings out the idea of to keep, to observe Shabbat, to observe that ceasing, that desisting, right, from the previous 6 day activity. Strong's definition brings out Shabbat, the H7673 verb. Remember, there's the Shabbat, that is as the noun, and we have the Shabbat, Shabbata, in the verb sense. Strong's definition, a primitive root to repose, that is to desist from exertion. The sense of desisting, in the sense of Shabbat, is desisting from exertion. This is used, this Hebrew root verb, the H7673, in many implied relations. In other words, this word, right, can be brought out. There's a threefold sense the verb can be brought out, right? Understanding the linguistic science of the scripts. In the causative sense, in the figurative sense, and in the specific sense. So this word, Shabbat, right, can be used as a verb. When we talk about Shabbat, HaShabbat, we're speaking about the noun. Here, in speaking of the verb root, in many implied implications of the relations, whether it's causative, whether it's a figurative sense, and the sense of Shabbat from the Hebrew root brings out that figurative sense, right, as well as a specific sense, to cause, to let, to allow, to make, to cease, right? In another sense, to celebrate. In another sense, to cause or to make, to fail. In another sense, to keep, in the sense of Shabbat, to suffer, to be lacking from that previous activity, contextually speaking, to leave, to put away, to put down, to make to rest, right? To rid, to still, to take away. So here in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 26, right, in the middle part of the verse where it says, Vehishbati chaya ra'a min haaretz. This phrase here, Vehishbati chaya ra'a min haaretz, being brought out in the KJV, the King James Version, as, and I will rid. See, that's where we get the sense of rid. Right, Vehishbati, right, chaya ra'a, living, sense of living, the sense of like the animal. If you notice in the King James Version of the Bible, the word animal doesn't show up. Some curiosities, you don't find animal. So you have creature or you have beast. So here, for evil beasts, we have the chaya ra'a. Right, the evil beast. Vehishbati chayara, right, min haaretz, and I will rid, cause to cease, to desist, evil beast, chayara, out of the land, min haaretz, v'cherev, and the cherev, and the sword, lo ta'ibor, won't abar, won't cross over. Abar. Here we have from the same root as Hebrew, right? The Abar here in the sense of the sword. V'chareb, v'chareb, right? Lo and the sword. V'chareb and the sword. Lo ata'ibor be'aritzekem. And neither, neither the sword or a sword v'chareb lo ta'ibor. Lo ta'ibor, lo ta'ibor, won't abar, won't cross over, right? Be'aritzekem, into your land. Rabat shakna laha nafshi, ima sone shalom. My soul have long dwelt with him that hateth, that hateth peace. My soul have full long had her dwelling. Rabata shakna laha nafshi. With him that hateth peace. Aim sone shalom. Is there any man that hates shalom? Esau hates shalom. Scripture says, I will give you peace in the land. Natati shalom ba'aret. I will give you peace ba'aret. In Leviticus, Vayikra, Leviticus 26 and 6. When, then, will there be shalom? When will there be shalom? The verse, it goes on to answer, after I will cause evil beast to cease out of the land. Ve'hishbati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz. Evil beast, the chaya ra'a. Chaya ra'a. Chaya ra'a. Evil beast can refer only to the boar. To the boar. For it is said, even in the 80th Psalm, Psalm 80, verse 14, the wild boar out of the wood doth root it up, and the wild beasts of the field devour it. He hear mizmorfe, he hear Hebraically, verse 14, yikar semena chazir min ya'ar. The boar out of the wood doth ravage it. That which moveth in the field feedeth on it. Yikar semena, ravager. Yikar semena, chazir is the boar. The Hebrew, the chazir. Chazir is the boar. Yekar semena chazir mi ya'ar, from or out of mi, from ya'ar. The boar out of the wood doth ravage her. Yekar semena chazir mi ya'ar. And the boar, the chazir, is none other than the wicked, the ratchet, Esau, the ratchet Esau. Esau is the chazir, is the boar. And here, Midrash note, according to the Midrash, the 80th Midrash, the 6th Perek, 80.6, the commentator right here uses the similarity, the Hebraic similarity of the spelling of evil in the Hebrew, the ra'ah, and the word for wood, ya'ar. So we have wood in the Hebrew, ya'ar, and then we have ra'ah. Both of them have as that hard ind, the A sound, ra'ah, and ya'ar, ra'ah. So here the commentator uses the Hebraic similarity of the spelling of evil, ra'ah, and wood, ya'ar, wood, or more correctly, forest, the sense of the wood, like the woods, more correctly, the woods, right, as ait, right, the word for wood, but ya'ar, of the forest or of the woods. So the commentator using this similarity as the basis for concluding that the woodland chazir, the woodland boar is an evil beast, or as Vayikra 26 and 6, is that Chaya Ra'a, the evil beast that he will rid out of the land. Ani Shalom, Wakiya Daber, Hema La Milchama. I am all peace. I am all peace. Ani Shalom. Ani Shalom. In the KJV, reads as I, in italics, am for peace. So if you strike out the italics in the KJV in verse 7 of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120 here at the 7th verse, where it reads in the King James, I am for peace, but am for is italicized, as you can hear the Hebrew, Ani, I, Shalom, peace. Ani Shalom, I am peace. The Hebraic sense of it is, I am all peace. I am peaceful. Ene Salamawi Neng, as we have in the King of Kings Bible. Ani Shalom, I peace. Wiki, Viki, wi and ki and when. Wiki and when. Edavir. When I speak, Edavir. When I speak, Hema, the Hebraic pronoun for they, Hema, La Milchama. They are for war, or the Hebraic sense, La Milchama, pointing as La Milchama, Liha Milchama, La Milchama, for the war. But when I speak, they are for the war. Ani Shalom Wiki Dabir Hema La Milchama. I am peace, all peace. Ani Shalom Wiki Dabir. But when I speak, the sense of it brings out, but when I speak, though but is not there. And when I speak, Ani Shalom, I am peace. So Wiki Dabir, and when I speak, Hema Ze La Milchama. They are for war, or more correctly, they are for the war. Ani Shalom Wiki Dabir Hema La Milchama. They are for the war. What is meant by Ani Shalom? I am for peace, some translators. I am all peace. Directly the Ibrit, the Hebrew, I peace. What is meant by Ani Shalom? I am peace. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to HaMashiach, said to the Messiah, according to the second Psalm, Psalm 2, Hebraically the 9th verse, Thou shall break them. The them there is HaGoyim, the Goye HaAretz, the nations, the nationalities, the nations of the earth. Thou shall break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Tiroim bi sheveta barzel, kiklia yotzer ti napitzaim. Thou shalt break them. Thou shalt break them. Tiroim. 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 Thou shalt break them. Bi shevet. Bishabet, with a rod, by way of the rod, by the rod. Bishabet, barzel, iron, by an iron rod. Tiroima, bishabet, a barzel. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Hebraically, the second part is first, like a potter's vessel. Kikli. Kikli yotzer, like a potter's vessel. Kikli, like an instrument, a vessel, an item of the yotzer. Kikli yotzer, tinap its aim. So he said to HaMoshiach, Tiroeim abishevet abarzel, kikli yotzer, tinap its aim. Thou shall break them, the nations, with a rod of iron, bi shevet barzel. thou shalt dash him in pieces like a potter's vessel, kikalia yotzer. And that HaMoshiach, the Messiah, replied, nay, na, lo, ribon shel ha'olamin, nay, master of the universe, universal master, when I speak to ha'goyim, to the nations, to the goye, ha'aretz, to the nations, nationality of the earth, of the earthly plane, I shall begin by speaking of peace. I shall begin by speaking of shalom. Hence, here it is said, even in today's daily psalm, I am peace. I am for peace. I am all peace. Ani shalom v'kiya daber heima la milchama. I am peace. I am shalom. And when I speak v'kiya daber, they are for war. They are for the war. Heima la milchama. Ani shalom v'kiya daber heima la milchama. Yeshaya, Ishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah, Hanabi. Isaiah the prophet said, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, and I will heal him. In Yeshaya, Ishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19, hear, full of the verse. Borei niva sefatayim shalom shalom le rachoka ve lakarov amar Yehovah uarefatif. Full of verse right here. I create the fruit of the lips, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith Yahuwah Jehovah, and I will heal him. Hear. Borei nib. Sifatayim. Shalom. Shalom la rachok. We la karob. Amar Yehovah. Ua refatio. Hear. I create the fruit of the lips. Borei nib. Borei nob. Borei nib. I create Borei, the creator. Here's bringing a sense of the creator Neeb, the creator of the Neeb or the Nob. What is a Neeb? What is a Nob? Neeb, two pointings of this, Neeb, right, or Nabe. Some glide of it, the Nabe with the Yod. With the Wow, it's Nob. Nob, or some might bring that as Noob. Here we have fruit, the H5108. H5108, fruit as the noun, the nob, the nabe, right? From the H5107, right, which is the noob. Noob is the verb, the noob, to bear fruit, right, to bear fruit. In the figurative sense, to make to flourish. The root idea here is to germinate. That is, in the figurative sense, right, to flourish. The causative sense is to make to flourish. Also use of words, of devarim, of words, of the utterance, to utter, to bring forth, in the sense of fruit, right? To make cheerful, the sense of to increase, to fruitify. So the fuller verse here is Borei, the creator of Neeb. Borei Neeb, Borei Neeb. Borei nib shefatayim, the lips. Nib shefatayim, fruit of the lips. Nib shefatayim, shalom, peace. Shalom, peace. La rachok, to the far off. That's why in KJV it has, to him that is italicized. La rachok, not to him that is far off, but to ha rachok, to the far off. La rachoka, we la karob, and to the hakarob, and to the near. Shalom, shalom, la rachoka, we la karob. Amar, saith Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, and refatio, modern Hebrew, refativ, Rifativ. Ancient pointing, Rifatio, Rifatio, and I will heal, and I will heal him. So Yeshaya said, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, and I will heal him. Shalom, shalom, la rahoka wa la karob, amar Yahuwah ua rifatio. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One. Blessed be he, said, I, my hands, reach out to the penitent. I turn back no man who gives me his heart, hartikel, in repentance, in teshuvah. Hence, right here it reads, Shalom, shalom, la rahoka wa la karob. Peace, peace to him that is far off, la rahok, and to him that is near, wilak arob. If any man comes toward me, toward I will go towards him, and I will heal him, as it is said, u rifatio, and I will heal him. Urifatio, and I will heal him. But the wicked, the ratchet, are like the troubled sea. Hear, the next verse right here, Isaiah chapter 57, at verse 20, hear. Ve'ha rishayim kayam. Nigra shakia hashiket aloa yukala vaya yiga reshu me mayo refesh va teep. Hear the fuller verse here, KJV first. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. But the wicked, but the ratchet, the rishayim, and the wicked, viharishayim, kayam, ka, like yam. They are like the yam. They are like the sea, nigrash, kayam nigrash. They are like the troubled sea, kayam nigrash. Like the troubled sea, the wicked, harishayim, do not seek shalom, do not seek peace. As is said even in the 35th Psalm, in Psalm 35 at verse 20, for they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Ki lo shalom yedaveru. Ve'ala rigei eretza divrei mirmot yachashobun. For they speak not peace. Ki lo shalom yedaveru. For they speak. For no peace they speak. Ki lo shalom yedaveru. But they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. V'al, we'al upon rigay, eret, against the quiet of the land, divrei, matters of mirmot, deceitful matters, divrei, directly is words of matter, a thing, divrei, words of mirmot, words of deception, Yahashabun, they scheme deceitful matters and words, deceitful words, words of deception. Wa'ala rigay eret, against the quiet of the land, against the peaceable of the land. They input to innocent, put to innocent and peace-loving citizens their own mischievous intentions. that disturb the quietness of the land. Rig'ei Eretz. Ki lo shalom yedaveru. Wa'ala rig'ei Eretz divrei mirmot yachashovun. Lama, lama zeh. Why? Wherefore? Wherefore? Because ha rishaim, because the ratchet, because the wicked do not speak, and they do not seek peace. Because ha rishaim, because the ratchet ones, the evil ones, do not seek peace. Hence, here, even in the fulfillment here, mizmor kof kaf, Psalm 120, Psalm CXX, the slanderous tongue psalm, here, the first of the Aliyot psalm, because here, it is said, Ani shalom, wikia dabir, hema la mirchama, I am peace, Ani shalom, but when I speak, them are for war, them are for the war. Wiki edaver heima la milchama. Ani shalom. Wiki edaver heima la milchama. Yes, Lord, addendum right here. Here we have the pilgrim, the first of the pilgrim psalms right here. Very interesting. Well, this is the first of the pilgrim psalm. Many opinions are divided on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, has a theme of the slanderous tongue. Let's take the seventh verse, the concluding verse again. Ani shalom, wiki edaber, heima la milchama. Ani shalom, I am peace. The Hebraic sense of this is I am all peace. As we have in Psalm 109, Mizmor Kof Teit, a cry for help. In Psalm 109, Hebraically at the fourth verse, where it reads, in return for my love, they are my adversaries. Tachat ahavti. Yisatenuni. Yistenuni. They are my satans. They are my satans. They are my adversaries. They are my ops. Yistenuni. Tachata ahavti. Yistenuni. In return for my love, instead of my love, tachat ahavti. Ahavati, tachat ahavati, tachat ahavati, instead of ahavati, ahavati, instead of my love, tachat ahavati, yistenuni, they are my adversaries, they are my accusers, they are my adversaries. Here, ahavati, ahavati, my love, acts of friendship that he had performed for them, they have become yistenuni. My satans, yistenu, they are satans to ani, yistenu ni, they are satans to me, adversaries to me. But the Hebraic sense of yistenu ni, satan, at the root satan, that the world calls Satan. Hebraically speaking, getting to the root, yistenu ni and satan, the Hebraic sense is that they accuse. The Hebraic sense is that they prosecute. We say falsely persecute, that they prosecute. They accuse, yistenu ni, yistenu, they accuse, ani, they accuse, I, yistenu ni, tachata havati, yistenu ni, vani, tefila. But I am all prayer, wa, and ani, and I myself, wani, wani, tefila, wani, tefila, but I am prayer, directly like the ani, shalom, I am peace, I am all peace, Ani shalom. Here we have Wani tefillah. And I, not but I am, but and I prayer, and I prayer. Wani tefillah. The Hebrew, and I prayer, is like in today's Psalm, Psalm 120, right at the seventh verse, Ani shalom, I am peace. He and we mean that he and I had devoted himself, I and I self, to prayer, to tefillah, on their behalf, when in the past they had been in trouble. And here we can even point to Psalm 135, Hebraically at the 13th verse. But here the link with this 7th verse of Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, the first of the Shir HaMa'alot of the Pilgrim Psalms, the going up, the Aliyah, the going up Psalms. Why does it begin with this psalm against the slanderous tongue? Ani Shalom Wiki Edaber. I am peace. All my thoughts are for shalom. All my thoughts are shalom. I myself, shalom. As in Psalm 109, the 4th verse, Tachata havati yistnuni wa'ani tefila. Here, ani shalom, I am peace, all peace, I am peace, all my thoughts, my essence, my being, my I, my ego, my ego, I, shalom, I am for peace, I am peace, I am all peace. Wiki edaver, wiki edaver, wiki edaver. And when I speak, when I speak of shalom, since ani shalom, I am peace, wiki edaver, and when I speak, make peaceful overtures to them. The psalm here, it ends, the mizmor, with a long drawn sigh. It inverts the usual order of similar psalms. Did you note that? Did you notice that the usual order of similar psalms, the Hebrew Kedase, right, the Ainai liturgy, ancient Davidic liturgy, you'll notice that there's an inversion of the usual erek, the usual order of similar psalms, in that the description of need, right, is want or usual to precede. Usually the description of what is needed, of what the ask is, what is the ask or the need, right, is usual to precede the prayer for deliverance. So it thus, today's psalm, it sets forth most, for lack of a better word, pathetically, the pathos, pathology, patho, has to do with suffering, right? The idea of vic and victim, that victim sense, that pain sense, pathology. So the psalm sets forth most pathetically the sense of discordance, of discord, right, or dissonance, right? There's a sense of dissonance here. We can even say a cognitive dissonance here between a man, and his environments and his surroundings. This here is the essence of the psalm that urges ha-nefesh, that urges the soul, that urges the soul that feels it. He who feels it knows it, that urges the soul that feels it, she who feels it, to seek a better home. So this here, ideally, when we study to show ourselves approved here at the beginning of the Songs of Ascents, Psalm 120 to Psalm 134 are the 15 Pilgrim, the Aliyot, the Shir HaMa'alot, the Pilgrim Psalms. Here, the theme of this first psalm is brought out. So thus, here is a true pilgrim psalm, a true pilgrim psalm, setting forth the pain, the suffering, the sense of discordance, of discord between a man and his environment, that urges the soul, that feels it, to seek for a better home, to make that aliyah, shir ha-ma'alot. So this here, Mizmor Kof Kaf, is a true pilgrim song. Ani shalom, wiki edaber, heima la milchama. Ani shalom, ani shalom, ani shalom, ani shalom, ani shalom.
Shaka Zulu, Bobo, Shanti, Naya, Pinky, Mana, Mama, Warrior. It's fair. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry out. It's fair. Hey. I have all that easy, I mean many lecture, man, I'm a Maasai warrior. It's fair. Hey. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry out. It's fair. Like burning spear and such before me. Who all fought for the cause and despair. Hey. Huh. Enforcing all the laws and
the master of the masses. One has power, the other one lacks it. Guns of power, controlled by assets, owned by financial forecasters. Who are the masters? They are the gangsters. They are the bankers, the ones who tax us. The masters, they are us, the sheep, the people divided in classes. Go off like a Shiite bomb, and all y'all see I'm on my war paint on my face shit. My 9mm on my waist shit. I'm a problem, shoot up your waist shit. Let a few go, then I get no blazing haze again. The masters, the Wall Street war chiefs, the elitist groups. The masses, they pray to Jesus saying he will see us through. The masters are the aristocratic. The masters ask for the most high on his way here. I'm trying to stay clear, my mind is my mind as they spear.
Hey, I say despair. Huh. Shaka Zulu, Bobo, Shanti, Mana, Gideon, Mana, Mama, Warrior. Despair. Hey. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry out. Despair. Hey. Through the hands of time and cruel men, it has slew more than a billion. Despair. Hey. It keep on suppressing the humble man's opinion.
Misled in a Swiss cheese when the fist squeeze. Misled, the media misleads, scares you to the point where you miss sleep. With that said, misled with this Ruger and that shooter, submachine gun rat-a-tat through ya. Copper tops, hollow points to do you something bad. Our future is misled. Three strikes, there's no school when the teacher strikes. This economy, this monopoly, with no job, just own your property. Now it's battle, what come natural, must survive anyhow you have to. Despair, desperation, but I have no fear when I hold this spear.
Make some boy know some in a stand guard is dear now make friends. Man I run racket, man I run scheme, man I run race, man I run down bends. Can't touch Sheena, Ina, Weena, I in a contact lens. Man I run from police, man I run down belt and dollars and now make sense.
So, rise up to my defense, all appointed is my preference. Should have been the third, don't know what you heard, get referred by the wrong reference. When this fear start to fence, it's a fight on a dear true fence. Dismember your members and all of your limb, but it must see enough statements.
Well,
when I run drugs, when I run risk, when all I run out of time and ends. When I run up and down, when I run for them life, when I run down this footprint. Nothing I go on a yard and food, they are road, then man, I think I got statements. This year was a tool of a choose to enslave man and make man servant. Escape from this fear and desperation become more urgent. Man can need to cleanse and wash out them soul with spiritual detergent. A distance on me, a distance from the discontrol in the circumference. And any man move with no permit and they're feeling the circumstance of
despair. Hey, Shaka Zulu, Bobo, Shanti, Mana, hey, Mana, Mama, Warrior.
Despair.
Hey, fear of your recession and depression can't carry out. Despair. Hey, in a city you them rise it up the skies and make a party step.
Despair.
And any time them clap it up the whole city level.
Despair.
Like burning spear and such before I. Who all fought for the cause and
despair.
Hey. They can't ignore me. No.
Ja Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Rastafari. Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Friday.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay,
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. War, 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 war.
שיר המעלות אל אדוני בצרת לי קראתי ויענני אדוני הצילה נפשי משפת שקר מלשון רמייה מה ייתן לך ומה יוסיף לך לשון רמייה חיצי גיבור שנונים עם גחלי רתמים אויה לי כי גרתי משך שכנתי עם פוהולי כדר, רבת שכנה לה נפשי, עם שונא שלום, אני שלום וכי אדבר, המה למלחמה.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. War, war, war.
Study here on today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm CXX. A song of the goings up. When I was in trouble, I called upon the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Hear, 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 the Aleph, the first verse, today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf. Shir hamahilot Eli Yahuwa batzaratahili Karati vayahini Yahuwa hatilah nashi Mi sefata sheker Mi lashon ermiya. A song of the goings up. Shir, a song. Hamahilot Shir hamahilot. A song of the mahilot. Ma'alot hamahalot hamahilot. Of the goings up. Shir hamahilot Eli Yahowa batarata li karati wayahineni. When I was in trouble, I call upon, I call to he who be, who he be. Eliyahuah, El Yahuah, to he who be, we be, Eliyahuah. Batsarata, li, batsarata, batsarata, in trouble, li, for me, trouble, distress, anxiety. Batsarata, li, batsarata, li, for li, for me, karati, karati, I call. Eliyahuah, batsarata, li, karati, wayahineni. And he answered me, Wayahineni, and he answered I. Yahuwah hatzilah nafshi, mi sefat sheker, mi lashon remiyah. Deliver my soul, oh he who be we be. Yahuwah Jehovah, oh he who be we be. Hatzilah, hatzilah, deliver her, deliver she, hatzilah nafshi. Deliver nafshi, deliver her, snatch her, snatch her, deliver her, snatch her. Yahuwah hatzilah nafshi, misefat sheker, snatch her, deliver her, deliver my soul, deliver my psyche, misefat sheker, misefat, from lips, misefat sheker, sheker, from lying lips, milashon, and from tongue, remiyah, remiyah, and from a deceitful tongue. Shir hama elot, Eliyahuah batsarata li karati waya eneni. Yahuah hatzilah nashi, mi sefat sheker, mi lashon remiyah. Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias said, even in Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 13, sing to the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Shiru la Yahuah, hallo Etiyahuah, sing to he who be we be, sing to Jehovah. Shiru, sing yo, Shiru la Yahuah, la Yahuah, Shiru la Yahuah, sing to he who be we be. Hallo, praise yo, hallo Etiyahuah, praise he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuah, hallo Etiyahuah. Lama, why? Lama zeh, on what occasion? Because as the verse concludes, even the verse here from Yeremiyahu, from Jeremiah, he hath delivered the soul of the needy from the hand of evildoers. Ki hitzil et nefesha ebyon miyad mira'im. For he hath delivered the soul of the needy, has delivered, has snatched the soul of the needy. Ki hitzil, ki for hitzil, delivered to snatch, cause escape to snatch. Ki hitzil, hitzil, eta nefesh, soul, ebyon, ebyon, of the ebyon, of the needy, miyad, from the yad, from the hand, miyad, mira'im. From the hand of the Miraim, from the hand of the evildoers. Shiru la Yahuah, halu eti Yahuah, ki hitzile et nefesh abiyom, miyad Miraim. Sing to he who be we be, praise y'all, he who be we be, Jehovah. For he hath delivered the soul of the needy from the hand of evildoers. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, delivers the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, not only will they praise Him, but all men, all humanity will praise Him. Thus, long ago, when Ha'el, the true good, the true God Almighty, delivered the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, all men praise Ha'el, the true good, the true God. As is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus, Exodus chapter 18, verses 9 to 11, and Jethro rejoiced. And Jethro said, blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. Why Yechada Yitro? Al kol ha'tova asher asah Yahuah li Yisrael asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim
And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness that he who be, who ye be, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah had done to Israel, in that he had delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Why Yehada Yitro al Kola Hatova Asher Asa Yahuwah Li Yisrael Asher Hitzilo Niyad Yisrae. Why Yomer Yitro Baruch Yahuwah Asher Hitzil et Kema Miyad Mitzrayim U Miyad Paro Asher Hitzil et Ha'ama Miyad Hachata Yad Mitzrayim. And Jethro says, blessed be Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, we be, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Yahuwah, Asher Hitzil et Kema Miyad Mitzrayim Umiyad Paro, Asher Hitzil et Ha'ama Mitachata Yad Mitzrayim. Ata Yadaiti Yaki Gadol Yahuwah Mikol Ha'elohim. Now I know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, that he who be, we be, is greater than all gods and all the Elohim. Ata yada'iti ki gadol Yahuwah mikol ha'Elohim. When Ha'el, the true giver, the true God, Almighty, delivered Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, out of the fiery furnace, all men praise Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, as is said even in Daniel. In Daniel, Daniel chapter 3, verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Aneya Nebuchadnezzar, we amara, berika elahe hona dia, Shadaraka, Meshaka, wa ebeda nego, dia shelacha, maleke, we sheziva, le abadohia, dia hita rechitsua, e lohi, ua milata, maleka, shanyo, we havu, Gesha mehona dia la yifa lechuna with la yesigduna lekola elaha laena lea lahehon. Full of verse right here from Daniel, here Aramaic. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have delivered his who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Ane Nebuchadnezzar with Amara. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, then Nebuchadnezzar spake, Ane Nebuchadnezzar with Amar, Berika Elahehona, Di Shadraka, Meshaka, Wa Ebeda Nego, Di Shelacha Malaike, We Sheziva, Le Abadohi. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him.
Diasporica, Ela, Hehona, Di, Shadrach, Meshach, Wa, Ebeda, Niko, Di, Shelach, Maleke, We, Sheziva, Le, Abadohia, Di, Ahita, Re, Chesu. These are instances out of the past, but in the future as well, when the B'nai Yisrael, when the sons, the children of Israel, get free of their troubles and go up out of exile, men of all nations, all nationalities, all nations will sing his praise. For it is said, a song of the goings up, Shir HaMa'ilot, a song, Shir of the goings up, HaMa'ilot. Shir HaMa'ilot. Another comment. Note that the verse does not read, quote, a song of a going up, but a song of the goings up. Shir HaMa'ilot, or some say, Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'ilot. A song of the goings up. The verse does not read a song of a going up, but a song of the goings up. That is to say, when the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel go up, Aliyah, they will go up not one height at a time, but will go up many heights at once, make heights at once. As scripture says, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, going, we shall go up and possess it. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. Going, we shall go up and possess it. Allah na'ile, we yarashnu otaha. We shall go up at once and possess it. Allah na'ile, we yarashnu otaha. Going. Alo, alo, we, I shall go up. Na'ile. Alo, going. Na'ile, we, I shall go. We, Yarashnu, and possess. We, and Yarashnu, Yarashnu. Otaha, Otaha, and possess it, and possess her. Alo, na'ile, we, Yarashnu, Otaha. Going. We, I shall go up and possess it and possess her. Alo na'ille, we yarashnu ota. And here, Midrash notes, Mizmor Kof Kaf. Here, Psalm 120, Midrash note. The E.T., the edited text, quotes here, quote, and thou shalt get up above thee very high. But this is not a quotation from scripture. The nearest parallel reads, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high. Here, a Midrash note referring to Devarim, Deuteronomy, to Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 43. And that is obviously inappropriate. Accordingly, I follow Mordecai Gimple's suggestion and substitute the verse, even this verse right here, out of the book of Numbers, out of the Sefer Bamidbar, out of the book of Numbers, right here, Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. As scripture says, going, we, I shall go up and possess it and possess her. Alo na'ile, we yarashnu ota. Scripture says also, even in Shir HaShiri, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Shlomo HaMelech, Song of Songs of Solomon 3 and 6, who is this that keeps ascending out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? Who is this that keeps ascending out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? Mi zota ola mina hamidbar ketir merota ashan nekutareta mor ula bona mi kol abkata rokel
Fuller verse right here, here, here. Song of Songs of Solomon. Song of Songs 3 and 6, KJV reads, "Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? Mi zota ola mina hamidabara kutia merota ashana me kutareta mora ua levona mikola abakata rokela." Who is this that keeps ascending out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? Me zot, who zot, this she, me zot ola, me zot ola. Who is this that keeps ola ascending? Mean Hamidbar, mean from Hamidbar, from the Midbar, from the wilderness. Ketimrot Ashan, like pillars, timrot, ketimrot Ashan, Ashan smoke, like pillars of smoke, ketimrot Ashan. Mi zot ola, min hamidbara, ketimrot Ashan. That is, who is this that is helped to ascend steadily? Min hamidbar, out of the midbar, out of the wilderness. So too, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, come down, they do not make one descent at a time, for it is said to them, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 43, "Thou shalt come down lower and lower. Thou, the I, shall come down lower and lower. Ve'ata tered mata mata, and thou shall come down lower and lower. With and ata, thou, the I male, with ata tered, come down mata mata, lower and lower. With ata tered mata mata." And also in Lamentation chapter 2, verse 1, "How hath the Lord cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Yisrael, the beauty of Israel. Aika ya'iba be'apo Adonai et batas iyona Kishlik mishamayima eretza Tiyafereta Yisrael Ulo zakara hedom raglayo B'yom apo." Hear the fuller verse. "How hath Adonai covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Yisrael, of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger. Ekah ya'iba b'apo Adonai et batas yona hishlika mi shamayima ereta tiferet Yisrael lo zakara hedom raglayo b'yom apo." On the other hand, when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons and children of Israel go up, aliyah up, go up, they will go up many heights at once. Hence, hear, even in today's Psalm Mizmor of Kaf, Psalm 120, it is said, a song of the goings up, Shir Hama'elot, Shir Hama'alot, Shir Hama'elot, a song, a shir, ha-ma'alot, of the goings up, up, up. "In my distress I call to the Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, 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 from lying lips." Money, money, money.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. War, 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 war.
Mizmor Kufkaf, Shir Hamma'alot, El Adonai Batsaratali, Karati Vayyaneni, Adonai Hatzila Nafshi Mishsefat Sheker, Millashon Remiya, Mai Yitten Lecha Uma Yosif Lach, Lashon Remiya, Hitze Gibor Shenunim, Im Gahale Retamim, O Yali Ki Garti Meshech, שכנתי עם אוהלי קדר, רבת שכנה לה נפשי עם שונא שלום, אני שלום וכי אדבר המה למלחמה.
In my distress I call to the Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. If you hear today's song, is more of Kaf, the Aleph, and the Beis verse. In my distress I call to the Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. If you hear today's song, is more of Kaf, the Aleph, and the Beis verse. Ili Yahua Bat Aratahli Karati Waya Nami Yahua Hatilah Nash Ni Fata Shekar Ni Lashon Remiya. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, even as thou, the I, has delivered, I delivered us, I and I, from all kinds of distress and anxieties and tight, difficult situations. Deliver us, deliver, I deliver I and I from this one, and we and I shall have no other distress. For lying lips, sifata sheker, sifat sheker, in them is our distress. Hence, here, 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 it is said, deliver my soul, oh Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, we be, from lying lips, Yahuwah, Hatzilah, Nafshi, Mitzifat Sheker. Of all the organs of a man's body, some are fixed in place and some have freedom of movement. His feet make him free to come and go. His hands make it possible for him to give and take. Only the tongue is neither fixed nor free. Being set inside, it is
isolated and hemmed in. Being set inside, it is isolated and hemmed in. And yet the tongue can smite the great and the small, the near and the far. It could smite all the more fatally, all the more fatally if it were outside a man's body. Or if like some other parts, it could give and take. Or if like the seat, it were free to come and go. And here, a Midrash note on this section right here. Compare with the previous Midrash, the previous study on Psalm 52, the sixth parak, the sixth section, 52.6. What shall it profit thee, or what shall be added to thee, thou false tongue? Hear the gimel, the gamel verse. What shall it profit thee, or what shall be added to thee, thou false tongue? Ma yithen lika, ma yosif lak, lashon remia. What shall thy falseness profit thee? Or what good can it do thee? Can it do thee eye? Ma yithen lika, ma yosif lak, lashon remia. The tongue sins, aksa, but not for its own advantage. The tongue, the lashon, the tongue sins. It aksa, falls short, miss the mark, but not for its own advantage. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, says to HaLashon, says to the tongue, when a thief steals, he steals to eat. Though it is written even in Shemot in Exodus, thou shalt not steal. Lo tignov, lo, not tignov, to steal. Lo tignov, a thief will steal for the need of the moment. As it is said even in the Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Lo yavuzua la ganav kia yignov, li maleya nafsho kia yirav. Men do not despise a thief. Lo yavuzu la ganav. Lo yavuzu la ganav. If he steal, kia yignoba, if he steal, le male nafsho, to satisfy, to fill his soul, le male nafsho, when he is hungry, ki yirav, lo yabuzu la ganab, kia yignoba, lit malena sho, kia yirab. Though it is written, and though it is written, thou shalt not commit adultery, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Lo tina'af, lo tina'af, thou shalt not commit. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Lo tina'af, lo tina'af. A man will commit adultery and, for the moment, satisfy his appetite. As is said also in Shemot. As is said also in the Mishle Shlomo. The Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal of Solomon, Proverbs 6, 32, as it said, he that committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. So, a man will commit adultery and for the moment satisfy his appetite. as is said in the Proverbs 6:32, he that committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Noeifa isha chisar leib, mashachita nasho, hu ya'isena. He that committeth adultery with a woman, noeif isha, lacketh understanding. Chisar leib. He doeth it that would destroy his own soul. Mashachit nafsho, destruction, destroying nafsho, his psyche, her, his soul. Who he ya'isena. Noeif isha chisar leib. Mashachita nafsho, who ya'isena. Though the adulterer destroys his own soul, his own psyche, nafsho, yet for the moment he satisfies his lust. But thou, O tongue, what good hast thou done thyself by thy slaying? I shall tell thee, O evil tongue, how I am going to act towards thee, how I am going to act towards the earth. Even as thou didst act towards the world from the beginning, from Bereshit, as a serpent thou spokest evil to Adam, so shall I act towards thee. Thou wast also the serpent tongue of the Midbar, of the wilderness, when, as it is written even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 21, verse 5, the people spoke against God and against Moses. The people spoke against God and against Moshe, against Moses. Vaydaber ha'am be'Elohim u'be'Moshe. And the people spoke against Elohim and against Moshe. Vaydaber ha'am be'Elohim u'be'Moshe. And how did Adonai act towards them? The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. Even in the next verse, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 21, verse 6. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. Vaishalach Yahuwah ba'am eitaha nechashim ha-serafi. And he who be Yahuwah Jehovah sent. Vaishalach Yahuwah among the people, upon the people, ba'am, eitaha nechashim ha-serafi. Then among the people, fiery serpents, ha-nechashim ha-serafi. Why nechashim? Why serpents? Because it was a serpent that spoke evil, as is said even in Psalm 140, Hebrew, the fourth verse. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Viper's venom is under their lips. They have sharpened them, have sharpened them tongues like a serpent. Viper's venom is under them lips. Shanu alishonam kumo nachasha. Chemata akashuv tachata sefatem. Shanu, they sharpening lishon tongue am their tongue lishonam. Shanu lishonam kumo like nachash, like a serpent. Kumo nachash chemat venom, poison. Chemat akshu of vipers. Chemata akshub tachat under sifatemo, under their lips. Selah. And so I made those evil tongues B'nai Yisrael, those evil tongue children of Yisrael, into the dust, that I have decreed for Hanachash, for the serpent, as it is written, even in Bereshit, Genesis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, dust shalt thou eat with afar tokal, and dust with an afar, afar, with afar tokal, thou shalt eat tokal, with afar tokal. And here, Midrash note on with afar tokal, and dust thou shalt eat. The people bitten by the serpents died, and thus figuratively, in a figure of speech, figuratively became dust. And another one gone, another one pipe to dust. What shall it profit thee, or what shall be added to thee, thou false tongue? Mahiten lika umma yosif lak lashon remiya. What shall it profit thee? Mahiten lika. Or what shall be added? What shall be added to thee, to the eye? Umma yosif lak. Thou false, lashon remiya. Lashon Remiya. Here today's psalm is more Ofkaf, Psalm 120. Here the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse. The evil tongue is called, quote, triple slaying. The evil tongue is called triple slaying. And here Midrash note on triple slaying, literally the third. Triple slaying, the third slaying. The evil tongue is called triple slaying. Lamaze, why? Because it slays three. The one who owns it, the one who listens to it, and the one of whom it speaks. And so you find in the story of Doeg, that it slew three. It slew Doeg, dog himself, for he had no portion in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. It slew Ahimelech HaKohen, Ahimelech the priest, for it is said, even in 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 19, and Nob, the city of the priest, HaKohanim, Doeg, dog, smote with the edge of the sword. It also slew Saul. It also slew Shaul, who listened to it and accepted its words. For it is said, so Shaul, so Saul died, and his three sons. And here, Midrash note, Padua offers in emendation a more appropriate proof text, namely 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13, that reads, so Saul died for his transgression that he committed against Yahweh, against Jehovah. The transgression being his heeding. The transgression being his heeding of slander. And also compare the above Midrash on Psalm 12, the second section, the second parak, the Midrash 12.2. And the wicked and the ratchet kingdom, the wicked government, the wicked kingdom slays with its tongue, as does a serpent. For it is said even in Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 22, the voice thereof shall go like a serpent. The voice thereof shall go like a serpent. Olaha kanahash yelek. Olaha, the voice thereof, her voice, kanahash, 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 like a serpent, yelek. He shall go. The voice, her voice, like a serpent, he shall go. Olaha kanahasha yelek. The sound thereof shall go like the serpent. Olaha kanahash yelek. ha lashon, the lashon, the tongue, the lisan, the lashon, the tongue is like an arrow. Lama, why? Lama is that? Why is this? Because if a man takes his sword in hand to slay his fellow, who thereupon pleads with him and begs for mercy, the would-be slayer can repent and return the sword to its sheath. But an arrow, once the would-be slayer aims and lets it go, he cannot bring it back even if he wants to bring it back. Hence, here it is said, sharp are the arrows of the mighty, like coals of broom. Here, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120. Here, the fourth verse, Hebraically. Chitzei gibor shenunim, aima gachleya retanim, sharp arrows of the mighty. Chitzei gibor, arrows of the mighty. Chitzei gibor shenunim, shenunim, sharp, sharp ones. Chitzei gibor shenunim, aim gachlei retanim, aim gachlei retanim, sharp arrows of the mighty with aim with gachlei, gachlei, coals of gachlei retanim, coals of broom, coals of juniper, coals of broom. Chitzei gibor shenunim, aim gachlei retanim. For a broom shrub, once set on fire, makes coals that cannot be extinguished. Once it happened that two men going through the midbar, the wilderness, sat down under a broom shrub, gathered some fallen twigs of the broom, broiled for themselves what they wanted to eat, and ate their victuals. A year later, when they came back into the midbar, into the wilderness, to the place of the broom shrub, and found the ashes of the fire that they had kindled, they said, quote, "It is now 12 months since we came through here and ate in this place." Thereupon, they raked up the ashes, and as they walked over them, their feet were burnt by the coals under the ashes, for they were still unextinguished. Hence here, the evil tongue is said to be like coals of broom. Gachleya ritami, gachle ritami, coals of broom. As in the verse, sharp are the arrows of the mighty, like coals of broom. Chitzei gibor shenunim, aim gachle ritami. A wicked, a ratchet man, a rasha, a ratchet man can slay other men with his tongue, like an arrow that a man is unaware of until it reaches him. So is the evil tongue. A man is unaware of it until its arrows from the kingdom of Esau come suddenly upon him. A man remains unaware of it until suddenly a sentence of death or imprisonment is released against him. For while the man is given over to his own affairs, the scribes libel him wherever he may be, and so slay him. And here, Midrash note, Raza, this section here, quote, "Because that man would be living in his own place, while the authorities would send the writ condemning him to his locality, and thus, like this, have him put to death. The man would be living in his village entirely unaware that a death warrant based on someone's accusation is on the way from the administrative center, ordering the village elders to put him to death. Hence, here it is said, sharp are the arrows of the mighty. Chitzei gibor shenunim. Sharp are the arrows of the mighty." Thus, like this, Moses said to Yisrael, even in Psalm 91 and 5, "Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Lo tira mi pachad laila,
thou shalt not be afraid. Lo tirah, lo tirah, thou shalt not be afraid. Mi pachad, from the terror, from the dread, the pachad. Mi pachad laila, of the terror, from the terror of the night, of the terror by night. Lo tirah, mi pachad laila. That is, of the terror of the kingdom of Esau, the kingdom of Esau. And he went on to say, nor of the arrow that flieth by day. Mecheitza Yaof, your mom, nor of the arrow, mecheitz, and from the chetz, the arrow, Yaof, Yaof, that flieth, Yaof, your mom. Mecheitza Yaof, your mom, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, or by days, your mom, days. Mecheitza Yaof, your mom. That is the arrow of the scribes of Esau, of Esau. Hence, here, it is said, sharp are the arrows of the mighty. Chitei Gibor Shimunim.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war, 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 war.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Bemezmor David, Zitnahule. Besma Ab, Owel, Women, Feskadu, Sahadu, Amla, Amen. Kibar the Khal, Kibar the Tilsu, Kibar the Hyrule, Kibar the Kedama, we hide it in that. Ja, Rastafari. Aja, ja, we are. Aja, ja, we are. Ten Bessela. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bet Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jarastafari. On the sultry, playing on the century, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, inside your home. And still send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt, like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. and Bethlehem. Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of Raphael inside your home. And steal us and Bethlehem. Shabbat Shalom.
Get caught in an infinite mind, history behind Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only turn on. Well, none for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You find petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. God said take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home. And better the im negede Yehuda Machaber, line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we hide is back. I judge your way on.
Yeah.